Well, there he sat at that well. He was wearied and worn out from his journey, collapsing under the weight of the journey that he was on. It was a busy month for him, exhausting month. He called his first 12 disciples, thrown out in the wilderness, fasted for 40 days and 40 nights. He changes water into wine at a wedding. And then he heads to a house where he heals Peter's mother-in-law, sick with a fever. The whole city is crowding around the door all night, needing his touch and his word to be healed from their physical illnesses, from their spiritual illnesses. He runs out to a desolate place and prays. And on his way, he goes to a town called Sychar. Jacob's well is there. We're told in the scriptures that Jesus, wearied as he was from his journey, was sitting beside the well. Who all is weary this morning? Some of you are so weary you can't even raise your hand. That's bad. Why are you weary? It's been a hard month for you too. Troubling time. Life gets difficult. There's a lot of wells in our lives that we collapse by. They're filled with weary, or the journey to those wells are wearisome. We'll call them weary wells. You have a lot of weary wells, I'm sure, in your life. They drain you dry. Some are larger than others. Others have more of this gravitational pull to them. They pull you in. You don't want to be there, but they pull you in again and again. The well is dry there. Out of all the different wells in your life that you collapse by, what's the one that if you had to label it, if you had to put a sign on it, one word, so that everyone knew this is where you are weary at, what would that sign say on your weary well? What in your life wears you out the most? Would it say work? All the demands, frustration of dealing with clients and employees and coworkers and bosses. All the things piling up on your plate can be wearisome work. Or would it say family? Seeing a child go off to college, it's wearisome work. Or raising children. Or just trying to keep the family all together. Wearisome work. Or would it be, you're Lutheran, honest about your sin, would it be a specific sin on that well that pulls you in? It's a mirage from the distance. It looks so beautiful and tempting, and you run to it again and again only to find emptiness. And you don't want to be there, and yet that well pulls you in again and again, and you are worn out from it. There's a lot of wells to be weary at. And you cry out at these wells with the Proverbs, "The man declares, I am weary, O God. I am weary, O God, and worn out." We are a weary and worn out people. By all that we have to do, by all that we fail to do, by all the burdens that pile up on us, and by all the sin that we bear and carry and struggle with, yet the scriptures say, "Do not grow weary in doing good. Be faithful in what the Lord has given you to do." Well, Jesus went on from the well. His wearisome journey continued, and there he stands at a tomb. It had been a wearisome year of ministry for him. He miraculously healed the lame, fed 5,000 people with just a few loaves of bread and fish, and then another crowd of 4,000. He walks on top of the water, deals with disciples who have a little faith. He rebukes the Pharisees at every turn. He gives sight to the blind, casts out demons, forgives people their sins, raises the dead. And now he's in Bethany, standing outside the tomb of his dear friend Lazarus, who had been dead for 4 days. The odor of death seeping through the cracks of the stone and the sound of weeping flooding into the Lord's ears. There Jesus stands at a tomb, wearied and worn out. The scriptures tell us, greatly troubled in his spirit and deeply moved. And he weeps. How many wells and tombs have you stood by lately? There's nothing like the weariness of death. It dries up the bones, it sucks the life out from us, it separates us from our loved ones. And you cry out with the psalmist, I am weary with my moaning. Every night I flood my bed with tears. I drench my couch with my weeping. My eyes waste away because of grief, and they grow weak because of all my foes. You've had graves, tombs that you've stood by, wearied, worn out, deeply troubled in your spirit and weeping. You have times where you find yourself collapsing by a well that says death. Perhaps you're there now. Perhaps death has struck you too. I want you to know Jesus is there. And he's been there too. He's cried those tears. You will find Jesus at those wells, wearied and worn out, weeping Jesus right along with you, deeply troubled in his spirit. And in each tear that falls from his face, you see the reason why he came, to save his people from this curse, to set his people free from their sin, to preach the good news of the kingdom of heaven to all, those who are outside that kingdom, to bring them back to the Father's care, whether it's from physical distress or spiritual distress, all are saved and rescued by their bondage by the Lord. His wearisome journey continues on, doesn't stop there. You'll find him there laid on that cross. Wearied and worn out, it had been a wearisome journey for him. 30 years in the making. The one who's wearied and worn out, moaning every night, flooding his bed with tears, drenching his couch with weeping over you, his beloved child, crying drops like sweats of blood, screaming out to God with a loud voice, my God, my God, why have you forsaken me? He's laid on that cross because of the grief you and I caused him. He wasted away because of your sin and mine. He was put to death because of you and for you. Crucified, emptied, his bones dried up, his life wasted away. Nobody knows wearisome work like the Lord knows. Canceling the record of debt that stood against you was wearisome work. Paying the price for your sin caused the Son of God to collapse under the pressure, rising and defeating death. Standing before a tomb, being laid on a cross, collapsing by a well, he waited on the Lord to renew his strength. And 3 days later, Mary comes. He's not here. He is risen. Hallelujah. Have you not heard? Isaiah says, the Lord is the everlasting God. He is risen. The creator of the ends of the earth, he is risen. He does not faint or grow weary. He is risen. His understanding unsearchable. He gives power to the faint. He is risen. And to him who has no might, he increases strength. He is risen. Even youths faint and grow weary. Young men will fall exhausted. But those who wait for the Lord, the crucified and risen Lord, will renew their strength. They will mount up with wings like eagles. They will run and not be weary. They will walk and not be faint. Have a lot of wells in your life, but there's one large well with streams of living water. And his name is Jesus. And he poured those waters upon you in your baptism so that wherever you go and wherever you may be, you will find Jesus there right beside you. With streams of living water that never run out on you to renew your strength, given freely to you by God's grace, the forgiveness of every single sin, washed in his blood, love and mercy from God pouring out to you, and power from him, strength from him, so that you can walk and not be weary. So the scriptures remind us, don't be weary in doing good. Be faithful in the work the Lord has given you to do. When I was a seminary student, I was preaching about the disciples and the Lord's words that you should sell everything you have. I was preaching in a nursing home to some 100-year-olds. Margaret, she was 103. She had red hair like me. We had the same birthday, November 23rd, but hers was 1908. 103-year-old, she would hold up this like recorder device or a microphone that went to her ears so she could hear me. Margaret, just hold up her mic. I was preaching on the Lord saying, sell all that you have and follow me. And Margaret responded, I've never done anything that good. I said, Margaret, you're a mother and a grandmother and a great-grandmother. That's wearisome work, but that is good. Be faithful in what the Lord has given you to do. So there you are sitting in the pew, Trinity Lutheran Church. It's been a wearisome time for you, I know. The Lord is with you. Remain faithful by doing good. Love one another just as you already do. Do it more and more. Through thick and thin, love each other. And do not grow weary in doing good. But when you inevitably become weary, crushed by your sin and loneliness, depression, or anxiety, all the things building upon you, or even when you are laid in your own tomb, remember this, that there you will find Jesus. He is there, and he will renew your strength so that you walk and not faint, so that you will run and not be weary. Amen.